It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
We are studying the book of Luke, and then Mary said, "Let it be according to thy word." As soon as Mary said, "Let it be according to thy word," the word became flesh. St. John chapter 1 verse 14, it says, "Word became flesh and dwelt among us." It happened in a split second. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, our triune God, is in a spirit form. But the first time when God sent his Son, means said, "Okay, Son, now you can take the form of man." Jesus Christ, he was God himself, took a form of man, and Mary became pregnant instantly. She didn't know that instantly she became pregnant, and she did not even know. At that time, Mary wanted to go and find what the angel told her is a real story. So Mary goes, meets her cousin sister, found her, and when she greets her cousin sister, her baby in her womb leaped for joy. And then she filled with the Spirit of God and start prophesying. And she is trying to tell Mary, "You are the mother of the Lord. And your voice, my baby heard in my womb, and baby leaped for joy." Now the Mary came to know, "I am pregnant." Up to now, she didn't know. She knew that how Elizabeth could tell me that I am pregnant. And then not only that, Elizabeth told her, "You are a believer, and you believed in the Lord, and you are going to have fulfillment what the prophecy angel told you." Let's go to the Matthew, then we'll come to the Luke. Matthew chapter 1, starting from verse 18.
"Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost."
Now see here it is saying, before they came together, they were just engaged, and she was already pregnant.
"Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately."
Now see here is saying, Joseph, being a just man, a righteous man, the righteous in the sight of God, God-fearing man. And now here Mary comes with a 3 months pregnant and telling the story that I am pregnant. And I went to see Elizabeth, and she delivered the baby boy, John. Joseph was a good man. He's thinking, what I should do now? I don't want this story to go around. And if I tell somebody, Mary is pregnant, and I'm not even married to her, they will kill her. According to the Jewish law, they will stone her to death. So he's afraid that this young girl will be killed. So only thing he could do, don't tell anybody and secretly leave her. That means go to another town or tell her to go somewhere else. And this is what he was thinking. Let's read further.
"But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost."
When he told him, "Joseph, thou art the son of David," he said, "Oh, somebody knows my name, and somebody knows where I'm coming from." And then he's saying, now you engaged to Mary, you are not married to her yet, but you should take her your wife, as your wife. That means he said, now better Don't leave her, but make her your wife or get married with her. And then he said, what she is carrying right now, that is the child of the Holy Spirit. Now, when somebody says, is that a Holy Spirit child? No. What is this? God is holy. His Spirit is holy. Son is holy. Holy One of Israel. So the Son is holy. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit was present there. They were present. And that time when she said, let it be according to your word, the Spirit of Christ came into her womb and became a child. That's what he said, the word became flesh. And so he said, that is the Holy One, the Holy Child. And so it's not from unholy man. Nobody touched her. She didn't do anything wrong. This is from God.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
When the child comes to this world, you name him Jesus. Jesus means the Savior. He is the Savior of the whole wide world. And so he just gives him the idea that he is the one, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, going to come to this world, and he's going to save the sinners. Verse 22.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Now he is trying to give him some Bible lessons. You know what the prophet said. And what the prophet said, that prophecy is being fulfilled right now in front of your eyes. And what prophecy was saying, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, please.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Now see, the angel is telling him, maybe Joseph read this many, many times. Now he says, this is the prophecy. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Let's go back to the Matthew. Emmanuel means God with us. So he's saying this is the prophecy is going to be fulfilled and is fulfilling right now. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
See, he's already explaining to Joseph the prophecy, what does it mean? And so Joseph got the message, and when he comes out of the sleep, he's a new man. Please read.
Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife.
See, took unto him his wife. That means, all of a sudden, angel not only gave him a dream, he wake him up. Don't sleep now. You have work to do. And go and tell Mary, I am going to marry you. And get married. Let's finish the last verse.
And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Now see, angel did not say to him, you know what? She is pregnant now. She is bringing the Emmanuel, the God with us. Please don't touch her or don't do anything until the firstborn son. He didn't say that. But God gave him grace to live a pure and holy life until the child is born. What does it mean? If he's the firstborn, then we'll be secondborn and thirdborn and fourthborn. That means she would have more children. It should say she will be bringing her only begotten son. Only first son and the last son. Nobody else will come after. Now, book of Luke. Chapter 2. Now see the situation here. Joseph listened to the voice of the angel, even in the dream, and he believed what Mary said is true. Because what Mary was saying, exactly the angel said. So now he knows Mary is not lying. Now, as soon as he got married, something might be going in his mind. I took the responsibility to take care of Mary. Now she's 3 months. Within a 6 month, she will be like this. And then my neighbors and my relatives are going to fight with me. How it happened? You just got married, and she is already 3 months or 6 months pregnant. And so he didn't know what to do and how to hide. But the God had the plan. Let's read. Luke chapter 2.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
This was the first taxing happened, and he said this was for the whole world. God was waiting for the timing. Now Joseph doesn't have to be afraid of his neighbors and his friends. What's going to happen? Decree went that you have to go and file the taxes in your own town. And so the word of God says, Joseph and Mary start from Galilee and went to Nazareth. From there, they went to the Bethlehem. And why they went to Bethlehem? Because David was from the Bethlehem. So now they went to Bethlehem here. When these people are going, and they had so many problems. Start reading from verse 5.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Now here again she says, the Mary, who was the Mary, the same Mary who was engaged with him, that Mary became his wife, and now that same Mary is pregnant. So that means it's not like he heard the message of angel, he married her. Now the same girl became his wife, and now they are going. Let's read verse 6.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Now when they were there, where there? They were already in Bethlehem. Do you know how many miles they walked? Somebody says 80 miles from their house to go to Bethlehem. Now just think, some lady is pregnant, almost now 10 months, and they are traveling like that, and they didn't have the taxis or limousine, and they have to travel on donkey. Did you ever sat on donkey? If you sit on a horse, it's similar, but the horse ride is much better than the donkey ride. Donkey ride is very bumpy ride. And so you can see so much problem, 80-mile journey, and the people walk maybe 4 to 5 miles per hour. And 80 miles traveling in between resting and things like that, you have to travel maybe 20 to 24 hours. They were dead tired, and the days were coming so close. Verse 7.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now here also said, firstborn son. When you say firstborn son, there might be some other children. I just wanted to give some reference. Matthew chapter 12, verse 46.
While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him.
His mother and his brethren. Somebody said, oh, his brethren might be disciples. No, his disciples were with him when the Mary came with her own children. Let's read the Matthew chapter 13, verse 55 and 56.
Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us?
See, he's very clear. He says, this is Mary. Jesus Christ is the Joseph's son. They thought he is carpenter's son. And then he's saying, Mary's children's names are given. And so some people do not want to believe that Mary had other children, but the Bible says so. Otherwise, it will not say she brought forth her firstborn son. And so she had other children. So let's read verse 8. Luke 2:8.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And you might have seen so many movies about that. They go to the hotel or inn and ask them to give a room, and they didn't have a room. But in olden days, in the village, there is no hotel, there is no motel. But what they were trying to say, they went to their own house, there is no room. They went to the neighbor's house, there is no room. So everywhere there was no room for them. I was listening to one person who was giving scientific facts. And I was listening to him, and it impressed me. And it sounds very true. He says, why in the world the Son of God should be born in the manger? Why God did not prepare him a beautiful place or a hotel or motel? He could do that. Why it happened that child has to be in the manger and where there is no other people? According to the Jewish law, if lady gives birth to the child, girl or boy, she is unclean because she bleeds. An unclean person touches any person, those people will be unclean. So just think, in a crowded house or anywhere she would have gone and delivered the baby, there all people will be unclean. So that's why, and I don't think the Joseph delivered the baby. No, man will never go to, in the olden days, to deliver the baby. He might be looking for some better place or whatever. And here the baby is already born. Took this child away from the people, didn't want to feel the other people are contaminated because of Mary. And so God did not invite relatives, friends, or midwife to take care of the Mary. God takes care of us. Sometimes when you are pregnant and your husband is not with you or your relatives are not with you, you get so mad. But if God is with you, you don't have to worry. The Mary believed that this is the child of God, and God gave her the beautiful son, which is the Son of God. We sang some song, and in that song, it says the baby was not even crying. Most of the babies, when they are born, they cry. And I was thinking, if the Mary had the diary, writing everything about her son, first day and pregnancy, did he kick her in the womb? Did he make her uncomfortable? Did he cry too much? Did he fight for the milk? Or whatever. Did he go to school properly? Did you have to force him to go to school? All of these things, if the Mary writes, you will be surprised. This child was a special child. 2 years child, they said 2 years are naughty child. They will break everything in the house. They run around and this and that. If you would have asked the Mary, she would tell you, my son doesn't give me any hard time. He is the best child in the world. Why? Because he was the Son of God. So we see when the baby was born, God did not announce to the prophets, the priests, or religious people, or the government people, or even her relatives. He sent the word to the shepherds. The word of God says, angel came upon them. That means angel did not come when they were sitting and just appear in the middle and say, hey, how are you? No, he came and just hovering on them and giving the message. And when they saw the light surrounding all around them, and they were afraid. What is this? They never saw these things in their life. This kind of glory of God, and the angel is appearing and talking to them. They had a message.
And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
What the angel is saying, I am giving you a good news. And this good news is going to give you a great joy, not only to you, but for all people. So the Jesus Christ was born not to give joy to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, but that joy was going to be to all people. That's why we say the joy of salvation. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the joy comes to your heart. Not the happiness. You say, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. No, joyful Christmas. Joy comes when you receive Jesus Christ. The happiness, temporarily happiness. But the joy is eternal. When you receive the joy of salvation, the Word of God says, joy of the Lord is my strength. So when you receive Jesus Christ, the joy comes. If you read in a book of Acts chapter 8, when Philip goes and preach there and people receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and the Word of God said the joy came to whole city. Whole city was rejoicing when they received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So if you are really born again child of God and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your sins are forgiven. And now you have joy of salvation. So that joy was not only for the shepherds, but the joy was for the all people. And I even heard what those shepherds were doing. They were not only watching the sheep, they were living in there. They were living far away from the city. And they were taking care of those lambs. And I heard those lambs were not ordinary lambs. Those lambs, they were taking care, going to be slaughtered for the sacrifice. So those are the lambs they were keeping. Now you don't have to kill your lamb anymore. Jesus Christ will be sacrificial lamb. He is the Son of God. Let's read verse 11.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Now he says, who is this? This baby is not an ordinary baby. He's going to save people from their sins. And he is the Christ, the Lord. Christ means anointed one. Christ is the suffering Christ. Jesus Christ is going to die for the mankind. He is the Lamb of God. He will be slaughtered for your sins. And you will be saved from the sins because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Indirectly, he was saying, this lamb you're taking care, but now we got another lamb. And that lamb is the savior of the whole world. He's going to die for mankind. That's the meaning of Christ. Okay, let's read further. Verse 12.
And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Now, when he said this is the sign for you, you will see this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in the manger. Now, this is not so surprising to these people. They know when you say manger, it's not a house. When you say manger, where the people keep their sheep and goats and things like that. And so they were already in the field. And maybe close to the field, there was a manger. Otherwise, angel has to give them the direction. What place they should be going. And so when you say The sign is only this. When you go and see in the manger, the baby is wrapped in the swaddling cloth, that is the child. And so I believe there might be some kind of star appeared or something special they saw, and they had no problem finding out the manger. He says, go to the manger. They found out the baby. Let's read.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
As soon as the first angel gave the message, all other angels, the host of angels, came. So all angels were surrounding. And what they were doing? Singing a song, praising God, glorifying God. And this shepherd never heard that beautiful message and song in their life. So these shepherds might be so excited, so happy that somebody comes and sings a song. And that's not ordinary people who are singing. The angels are singing and glorifying God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward men. So that's what the happiest song and joyful song they heard. Verse 15.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Now these angels left. Shepherd says, let's go to that small town of Bethlehem. They were in the mountain place, taking care of the sheep, but they don't have to go too far. They don't have to go to village. Before they could come to village, they could find the manger right close to them. So they said, let's go. Now, do you know the word of God says they were watching over their flock? And it's a midnight, nighttime. Why they are watching? Because the lions or the tiger or anybody come and will kill their sheep and lambs. So that's why they were watching. They were not sleeping. And here the angel went to heaven, and these people start talking to each other. They didn't say, hey, could you sit here and watch the lambs, and we go and see the baby, and then we'll come back, and then you go take a turn? No. They say, let's go. They all wanted to go. So they didn't care what happens to the sheep and lambs and goats, because we found the Savior of the world. Just like the blind man, Jesus Christ says, hey, blind man, come. The word of God says the blind man has the stick, had the cloth, and had the pot. He threw everything and he ran to Jesus. He didn't care about, I don't need this stick. I don't need this dirty cloth anymore, because I'm going to see. That's the way these people thought. We don't need these sheep and goats anymore. Let's go and see baby Jesus. And that's why they came.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.